Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alex Cooper, filling in for Jeffrey Davis this morning. We're broadcasting from the studios of MTP Software. Our next guest in the studio this morning is Nicole Perry, all the way from Plymouth, and she is the host of the Powerful Women Revealed radio show. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of like radio on radio crime here.
It feels a little weird being in the passenger seat.
I'm sure you'll do just fine. I'm not sure. I feel like I don't know how to drive either.
maybe I'll backseat drive at some
maybe
point.
Backseat drive and just take over. So tell us about your radio show and what you do.
So my radio show is all about supporting women entrepreneurs. And the idea came several years ago when I was an entrepreneur myself, which I still am. And I had a business making photo gifts in my basement. And I was sales, marketing, design, manufacturing, shipping, receiving. I was doing it all. And I was networking every week as much as I could and only meeting five or so people, a week. Getting those business cards, I wasn't really reaching the amount of people that I really wanted to reach. So it actually was someone came to me and said, I have connections at a radio station and I've been listening to you talk from the other room and you sound like you would make a great radio talk show host. And I said, okay, like really? And I got real skeptical and I, asked a lot of questions. And she made the connection, and I got bit by the bug. So, and I haven't stopped since.
Yeah, but are you still running the photo gift business?
No. At a certain point, it was around 2015 where I was doing both, and they were. It could have been a very successful business, and my husband looked at me at one point and said, you know, they're about evened out right now, both these businesses. Which one's going to win? And of course, I'm kind of a people person, so I really enjoyed being on the radio more than I did enjoy being alone in my basement.
Yeah, that's a different
manufacturing monotonously. It was fun, and I really could have taken it far.
I imagine it depends on the photos.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was, and I'm not a photographer, so people thought I was a photographer, and I'm like, no, you give me your photos of your kids, and I'll put them on, a mouse pad or a coffee mug. So, and it was fun. It was creative. And I love building things. So that was more fun than actually making the stuff and promoting it.
Yeah.
And authentically sharing, why you want to buy my coffee mug versus go to Snapfish or Shutterfly or even Walmart at the time.
Yeah.
So, So it was more exciting for me to market it and promote it and share it and talk about, why I was so passionate.
Interesting.
So, it was a cool business. Yeah, I really could have taken it. I really could have taken
it.
It's still for sale. I have all the equipment. Some of it doesn't work and you can have those pieces for free. So, I have a lot. It's all packaged up and ready to be handed off to somebody that has a printing business possibly.
Yeah. Another great industry.
So the businesses we need.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us about the radio show a little bit more.
So the radio show, it began, I'm in my sixth year. So when I began, I really just, in the beginning, I surveyed a bunch of women entrepreneurs on a private Facebook message. Hey, would you pay for quality media services if you had it at your fingertips? FM radio. And 99% said yes. The one person that said no was my aunt, who actually I was in the photo business with. So she's like, no, I don't want to go on the radio. But when the gal that connected me to the radio station, I asked her how come, she said she had a radio show herself. And I said, well, how come you don't do it anymore? And she said, selling the advertising got to be too much. And at the time she was running an Empire Beauty School. She was doing this side business and she was doing the radio gig. And so something had to give. And so when I decided to take on the whole concept and give it a try, I'm like, how am I going to do this? Because I got to pay for my radio airtime. And I felt weird going to Coca-Cola or Market Basket and say, hey, I've got this really great idea. I've never done it before, mm-hmm. but could you just sponsor me and give mm-hmm. me, you know, a bunch of money and cover my airtime mm-hmm. so that I can do this thing? Mm-hmm. And it just didn't feel, because I'd never done it before. And so I really wanted to fine tune my craft, and I wanted to provide affordable media services for women entrepreneurs that may not have access to that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. to the stuff we're doing right here.
Right.
So it was, to me, I wanted to make a business out of it. Mm-hmm. And I do have the .org. I mean, I've got the .dot everything. Mm-hmm. So I could turn it into a nonprofit if I ever wanted to. But I really want to have a for-profit business. And I want to be paid for what I do well and what I'm good at, right?
Yes.
Isn't that what we all want, right?
I think so. Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Yeah. So
okay, so you help your guests get exposure and marketing.
Yeah,
media.
And it's really, it's similar to this. It's capturing your story in a unique way. It's traditional advertising with commercials on FM, but it's also non-traditional because it's reality radio. We mm-hmm. all love reality television. Right. I don't know who doesn't. If they don't love it, I don't trust them, right? But we all love the reality stuff. And for me, it's really, you know, and we all love stories. Mm-hmm. And we want to hear other people's stories. And when we hear the story, we make a connection. And for me, that's what I want to help the women, help them capture their story so that they can connect to the community and reach more people outside of their circle. Mm-hmm. So we all have a circle of influence of who we connect with and who knows us. And so this is reaching people, you know, a little bit or a lot mm-hmm. further outside of their circle. So I'm really excited about helping women do that. And it's all service.
And you still have traditional advertisers, or is that?
I do. So, well, it's the women.
Oh, okay.
So there's different levels. I've kind of switched my my website. Can I share my website?
Sure.
So powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Yeah.
And I'm all over social media. Ultimately, I kind of recently have shifted my packages. Rather than just purchase a service package, purchase a membership.
Okay.
And the membership has different levels, and contact me through my page, and you know, we'll see.
So you've got a networking group / media group.
Yes.
Clever.
So, and actually, I've taken this referral network group to a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you've heard of that referral network group type of business model.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I'm incorporating all of that, and we meet weekly. Mm-hmm. So it's an opportunity. If it ever feels like an obligation, I don't want people to come. Yeah. It's an opportunity every single meeting to engage and discover and share and connect and all of those great things. So.
And do you do this all by yourself?
Well, I run it.
You run it.
I got a couple of people that support me behind the scenes. So I also do video. Mm-hmm. And the video, I have a video editor. Mm-hmm. Who's a woman, and then I have a gentleman who helps me with my website and some social media sharing, and then of course the WATD staff, the producers that help create the commercials, that help make the radio interview happen, because mm-hmm. I'm not a DJ. I tried to be a producer or DJ, and it's not my thing.
So what time of day? What time of day does your show air?
So it airs every Sunday, and I love to say this, even in the summer, I come after church and before football. So I got that sweet spot, and the reason why it's such a great time is because the according to Arbitron, and I think they got bought out, but according to Arbitron, at the time when I first started doing all the research, when I started the show in 2013, the highest shopping peak of the day is from 1 to 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And so people are en route during my show. Mm-hmm. So I love the time slot that I have on Sunday. And I'm really very spiritual. So, you know, I grew up Catholic. Spirituality, I think, is becoming a religion. in a lot of people's lives, but the I grew up Catholic and I'm now Episcopalian, but I love that my show's on Sunday because Sunday for me is family day, no work day, even though I do work occasionally, but I don't go live. So we record.
You record, you pre-record during the week sometimes.
Yeah, during the week, and then we air it.
And you pre-record from the radio station?
Yes. So that's in Marshfield. So, and they're like 41 years, you know, family owned. They've been around a long time, and so they're doing a lot of things right.
Yeah. And they just fill 24 hours a day or 12 hours a day, yes. Whatever it is.
Yes. And it's funny, when I first approached Mr. Perry about doing the show, he said, the great thing about radio is that, you know, it's 24/7. We can't create more time. And so it's sort of like a restaurant. You know, when the restaurant's full, because they have nights and weekends, they have all kinds of specialty shows. And when the restaurant's full, you know, you got to wait until a seat opens up.
Right.
And at the time I was like, okay, so am I the first in line waiting for a table? And he said, well, yes, you are. And I was like, okay, great. Let's keep it flowing until the seat opens up. And so we really did. I did a little bit of research before I even started that first day. But yeah, so keeping it going as long as I can do it. It's fun, but I, again, want to earn a living. And my job is retirement and college. So I have four kids and they're all going to college. I have one going in the second year this year and a senior this year. And my youngest two are 13 and 11. So
you're in this business for the long haul.
I'm in it for the long haul. Yes, exactly.
Excellent. Well, this has been fun.
Well, thank you so much for having me here. I really appreciate it.
Our guest today has been Nicole Perry, the host of the Powerful Women Revealed radio show based in Plymouth.
No, Marshfield.
Marshfield.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry at 95.9 WATD.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us. And if people want to find out more about you or get on your show,
they can go to powerfulwomenrevealed.com or they can go to 959watd.com and listen to the show anywhere in the world.
So there's no show for like weak men.
I have a lot of men listeners, actually.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So no, powerful men.
Powerful men. All right. Well, we got the other side of the audience.
Exactly.
We get the opposite.
Well, thank you for joining us. Our guest again has been Nicole Perry, host of Powerful Women Revealed. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be right back after these messages.